Okay, we're continuing our daily chizik today with Sabbat HaRivash, Os Zion. Zion starts off, V'isa b'zor de'eved re'usa kimiskana, v'yachshov shu ani v'daber tamid v'dvar rakim tachnunim kmo ani. So he quotes the Zohar and he says that a person's desire is to serve like a pauper. And that he explains it to mean that a person should consider himself like an ani, and speak in a soft way when interacting with others. So let's try and understand this teaching in light of the three types of relationships that we're told we have, which is Bein Adam L'Chaveru, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Atzmo. So first let's deal with Bein Adam L'Chaveru. So what comes to mind is that the tenth sphera is called Malchus. And Malchus is referred to as an Ani, a pauper. Simply because the sphere of Malchus, as written about on the Svarim, is said to have nothing of its own. Leisli Megarma Klum. Right, that Malchus is poor because it has nothing of its own. Its main job is to receive and project the light of the other nine spheres above it. So it's the same thing, right, when we try and serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani means to be able to receive others. Right, when we act as an ani in the realm of Bein Adam L'Chaveru, what we're trying to do is trying to make a space for others to feel heard, for another person to feel accepted, or another person to feel cared about. Because when another person opens up, and they choose to open up to you, so it's important that we validate them, and we validate their feelings, and we receive their feelings, that we make them feel safe. Right, I want you to feel comfortable that you can discuss it with me. And even if it's things that might be difficult for you, that's something that's we want to be that type of person, that's everyone feels comfortable talking to. So this is extremely important in our interpersonal relationships, right? You want your friends, your children, your spouse to feel like there's someone who will actually listen to them, and that they shouldn't have to have this fear of being rebuked or judged, right? So there's one way to make ourselves like an ani. Make ourselves like an ani in the way that we're empty of these expectations and judgments of others. And because we're empty of those, so we're open to receiving another person into our life. Another example is when someone walks up to you and they want to tell you a story, or they want to share with you a joke, right? But you had just heard that last week, you heard that joker story. So you tell them, no, I just heard that last week, I don't want to hear it again. Right, or you're in the base midrash, right? And someone reads something and they feel, wow, this is the most beautiful thing, I want to share it with somebody. So they run to you, they could share it with, and they find you. Right, and you're somebody that they feel comfortable sharing their ideas with, so they share this beautiful Torah idea that they read, right, or this chiddush that they had, and a person has different options of what he could respond. But if a person responds, oh, I already read that last week, or even worse, a person says, you don't already know that. We have the opportunity to receive from another person, and even if it's just to be makabel another person's excitement, that's a big responsibility, and we have to be very careful that we receive this excitement as an ani, right? Maybe an ani would respond something by saying, it should be honest. We're not saying a person needs to lie, but a person could say, a person could just say, wow, thank you so much for sharing that. That's a beautiful idea. Right? Please keep sharing these ideas with me. Whenever you have these chidushim, whenever you read something beautiful like that, please come over and share it with me. And how different would that make somebody feel versus saying, oh, I already heard that. I heard that last week, this rabbi said it in a shir. So again, we're trying to make room within ourselves for another person to feel that this other person should feel comfortable expressing themselves, and that they should know we're listening and we're receiving from them, and we're not just talking, and we're not just directing them, and we're not just judging. We're here to receive them. So now let's move on and discuss how a person can be like an ani in the relationship being Adam L'Makom. We'll give one example here, and we'll talk about the idea of basically holding oneself as an ani before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tefillah. Right, the pesukim, especially in Tehillim, are abundant. One that obviously comes to mind is Tefillah L'Ani Ki Yatov. Right, so what does that mean? What does that mean to daven like an ani? What does that mean to present oneself to God in the relationship with God as an ani? So one thing it could mean is that when I come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah, I come with the mindset of, I don't believe I deserve what I'm about to ask for. But I'm asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a present. Because it's not going to be a good idea if I start, if I come with the mindset and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I deserve this. Look into my actions and you'll see. Right? Treat me according to my actions. That's not going to be a good thing for us. And there is somewhat of a difference if a person's praying for themselves or if they're praying for the Am. But we're discussing when a person's praying for themselves at this time. Right? And that's not a good thing. You don't want to call upon your own zuchuyos. But instead, we have to lower ourselves. We have to lower ourselves when we're in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is really always, but specifically here in the realm of tefillah. Right? We have to go into tefillah with the goal of trying to have the mindset that we're nothing without Hashem. We're even worse off than an Oni. We're so completely in need of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. So when I pray to the Almighty, the All-Powerful, the Ribbono Shel Olam, I have to contemplate. We have to contemplate, right, how dependent we are on Him for all of existence. Right, the Rabban Paskins in Bayichos Tefillah, Perek Hei Halacha Yud, that the bowing we're all familiar with in Shemona Esrei, so that's done only by the average person, by a typical person. But by the Kohen Gadol, so the Kohen Gadol actually has to bow at the beginning and end of every bracha of Shemona Esrei. Right? And a king, so he actually has to bow for the entire Shemona Esrei. The entire Shemona Esrei, he has to be in a posture of bowing. One of the reasons being, because these individuals are individuals who possess great and lofty positions, and it's very easy to lose and forget how tolei we are on Hashem when we're given such great respect and stature. So I remember learning, I think it was in the Sefer from Rav Tzvi Meir, an idea also on similar, that when we say at the end of Yishtabach, Habocher B'shirei Zimra, that what we're saying is, Habocher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who chooses Habocher B'shirayim Zimra, the song and the praise of the Shirayim, right? Of those people who make themselves into Shirayim, right? The people that make themselves into leftovers, into small pieces, into the state of being an Ani, pretty much, right? That's the type of song, that type of praise that is most desired to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and the third relationship in which we can behave as an Ani is the relationship of Bein Adam La'atzmo. The Sfarim write about what it means that Avram sat at the entrance of his tent. And one of the interpretations is that Avram always viewed himself like he was first arriving at the Petach, the opening of serving Kadosh Baruch. He was always at the entrance of his Avodas Hashem. But then that's Avram Avinu. Right? But he says, still, I'm always growing, and I have so much more to go. Because even after all this hard work, I'm still only at the entrance of Avodas Hashem. And some might think at first glance that sounds discouraging. Right? But that's not the case. It's really the opposite, because the journey itself is the goal here. So if you find enjoyment and meaning in the journey of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you find meaning and enjoyment in learning that your journey has just begun, that it's just a start. Right, and this is how one makes themselves in an Ani, Bein Adam La'atzmo. No matter how much I've done, no matter how much I've accomplished in my Avodas Hashem, I have to understand that this is just the beginning of my journey. Right, and I shouldn't hold so much pride of the level I've already attained. Right, now there's obviously a balance one must have between pride and sense of accomplishment, which could help a person and could help them grow in their Avodas Hashem. Right, but the story of the Yira Kadosh, who used to hold a piece of paper in his pocket that said, on one side, Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the world was created for me. And in this paper, in the Yira Kadosh's pocket, on the other side, it said, Ani Afar Ve'efer, right? I'm just dust and ashes. Right? And that's really the duality of life, is trying to balance between these two extremes. So the side of Ani Afar Ve'efer is very related to that way of carrying oneself like an Ani. So we're saying that there's a way to carry oneself like an Ani in a healthy way, right? In a relatable way. And at some point we'll get to that point of discussing the other side of Bishvili Nivra Olam. But for now, the goal is to try and carry ourselves, when we try and carry ourselves an Ani, to try and carry ourselves like an Ani in all three of our relationships. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us serve Him as an Ani in the most proper, befitting, and healthy way.